Blog Talk Radio.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah.
I put a spell on you.
Because you're mine.
Better love, family, and you are listening to the Truth to Power show. My name is Beverly, and we have a new guest with us tonight, and her name is Immortal Butterfly, and we're going to be talking about awakening your higher self. And so let me pull Immortal Butterfly up here. Greetings. Better love. How are you doing? Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be a part. I'll say.
Okay, I'll say. Before we get into talking about awakening our higher self, kind of tell us a little bit about Immortal Butterfly and how did you awaken yourself? How did you get awakened?
Well, I've been awake since I turned 7 years old. It was like a week before my birthday, and I had two little friends that came to me. And they were like, do you want to be able to tell the future? I was like, tell the future? I thought we were just kids playing around. Mm-hmm. And we sat all in a circle, and they put out candles. They watched their mother. They did not know what I was going through at a young age. And I was like, okay, and we all held hands around the candle. The next thing I saw, I see different stuff, so my third eye opened real fast once I touched it. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I pretty much have been on my path since the age of 7, besides, you know, we go in different relationships, and it's just like a relationship with God. If you don't give God no attention, your relationship with me ain't going to start growing apart. And so when I started getting in a relationship, you know, we always have dreams. He always give us warnings. And I used to see stuff happen before it happened. And they used to always say, well, get the Almanac dream book. And I was like, nah, that's not what it's telling me, what y'all saying. And the more I started writing down my dream, I started learning it was my subconscious mind talking to me. It's certain things they don't teach us while we in school that we have to learn. That's why they told us reading, math, and history was the most important to me growing up. Because you was going to be able to have to go do the research that you need, the rest. They was just going to tell you you needed to know numbers so you can know the signs and the numbers, what they mean. You was going to know how to read so you could understand. But reading and math have always been very big in school. That's why, because they can't teach us everything. They can lead us, but the rest is on us. So I became good upon the math, and math is always intriguing because you can keep on going and going and going. And I was like, well, it don't never stop. But there, it does stop. It's just human just wanted to keep going and going. Because really, it don't go no past till 9. Because even on the geographic scale, you have 0 to 9, positive 9, negative 9. And if you really think, it's nothing. We always added double numbers on it. And if you learn how to break the numbers down, you can pay attention to the codes that's being given to us. And I like to pay attention to a lot of synchronicity. And that's how I have always been able to help people, by paying attention to the signs, being aware, not closed off, but being aware of everything that's going on, being in tune, like with the earth, the trees, because everything has energy.
Yes.
And that's how pretty much I ended up with. It was just out of nowhere. It came weird because I was just a kid when it came to me.
Right.
You know, we always feel like we the odd ones. We always want to say we the black sheep of the family, but really, they need someone to follow. They need guidance. The white sheep need guidance. So that's why that shepherd, that's why the old saying would be like, if one go jump off the bridge, you going to go? That's because you following that shepherd. No, I always been free spirit. I know I'm not supposed to be held down. And we know that, but we get caught up with other people, what they think, what they say, what our family, how they look at us. But you're really not supposed to. And, you know, if a lot of us would have learned that earlier, we would have been a lot better off.
Right. And with spirit, it's kind of like it has its own spirit. I mean, its own language. You know how some people know how to talk French and Spanish and all that. And spirit has its own language. And like you say, it's like code. Once you kind of understand it, you can interpret it and relate to it.
Yeah. Like anytime I let everybody know, anytime you see 11-11, that's two sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two sticks on this side, two sticks on the other side. That's a portal automatically.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't look at it as above, so below. They'll be like, oh, I seen 11-11. Why are you seeing 11-11? What are you thinking? Before you seen that, what was your thought at that time? That's what you just manifest through that portal. And they need to start learning. They be seeing these double numbers, 338. I'm going to go play the lottery. That's not a lottery number. It is a message.
Yeah.
We just got to learn. Start Googling them.
Yeah, right. And I also like the circle, too, because, you know, the circle just kind of puts me in the mind of the womb, you know, and that's like a portal. You know, that we come through. And it's ironic how the number start with the circle. It starts with that stargate, that portal. And then the rest of the numbers come, you know, after that. So,
yeah, but they don't realize it, though.
Here.
It's
all
thought within the earth.
Yes.
And the earth is round.
Yeah. And it's kind of fascinating, you know, once you kind of get into it, because the spirit do, you know, whatever name people want to give it, spirit, God, force, whatever, you know.
Energy.
It's really interesting, you know, when you get into it and you really start to study it. And like you say, anything that you focus on, you know, you're going to understand it. You know, people think that it just shows up and that's it. You know everything. No, you got to pay it some attention. You got to find out what they saying, what's this about? You know, it's there, but you have to bring it out. You have to understand it. Pay attention to it.
Yeah, because we got a lot of entities around here, and they don't know how to read, but if they pay attention to Disney, Walt Disney always been the number one author. He always opened up all his shows with a chant, but people forget that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Disney have you always, anything Walt Disney have done, he have always kept a protection around anything. Before you start anything, before you start your car, you're supposed to put a protection around it. Anything you do, when you wake up, you're supposed to put a protection around you for that day. You know, don't just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And Walt Disney keep us up to date, but like the Most High say, if we just humble ourselves as children, we'll see the way. He show us through children, like children movies, but we be so caught up in the adult world, bills and this, we don't take a moment to look and stop and be like, okay, go back into that inner soul child, because at the end of the day, you have feelings too, but we got to be always pushing our feelings to the side, worrying about someone else, how they feel. Now it comes a point in time where you have to realize in your magic what you bring, what makes you happy.
That's true. That is so true.
When it comes to your higher self, your higher self is always talking.
And you're so right with Mickey, Walt Disney, because I remember when I used to look at Mickey Mouse, every time I sat there and looked at, they had the Mickey Mouse show, this was eons ago, and they used to say M-I-C-K-E-Y, and we would sit there and chant right with them. You know. So
they was teaching us how to chant, so they had to teach us what was rightful or wrong. Because a lot of people, they'll say, oh, well, what you do is witchcraft. No, it's not. It's just a person that practiced their craft. But if you really sit there and think about it, this is what your ancestors did before TVs came around, before movies came around. They was out there in the garden. You was out there sucking on honeysuckles. You ever wondered why you were sucking on honeysuckles? Because it was one of your grandmas in the family that taught you how to pull a honeysuckle out and taste the nectar of it. But we forget that's our natural craft. They just got to give us back what's rightfully ours. You know, they can take it and use it to make money. Why can't you use your own gifts to heal you?
Exactly. Because like you say, we could, our ancestors would go in the backyard and just pick out whatever they need when they got sick. They didn't have no pharmacy, you know, no pharmaceutical with no laboratory stuff to take. That's artificial. We used to get the real medicine from the earth, from the sun, from the water.
But see, people forgot to realize when we were growing up, you kept on hearing lead-based paint. They took lead out the house because the simple fact, if you got lead, you got a blockage in the foundation. They can't see through there. But lead was not really bad. You got a such thing called Cardell Silver 505 PM, and that helps with immune system. That helps boost your immune system. Like, since they said we got this second wave, and like I did, a couple people from Hades called me, and they wanted me to tap into the energy. And what I tapped in, I really didn't like what I seen, because it was assassination. Because they had a belief difference that they communicate with nature. The iso leaf that they were talking about, that he was telling them to use, it's the sour leaf. It's called sour leaf. And we used to call it sour leaf soup. That's what it's called, bitter leaves. Bitter leaves. It helps with the antiviral infections, because you know if anybody eat meat, every American got a tapeworm in it. Because if you eat meat, it's dead meat, right? It just don't break down like that. And people fail to realize what the digestive system really go through because of those acids. but you have tapeworms, and you have to get, like, back in the days, our grandma used to make us drink that garlic water with garlic oil and all of that. They don't do that no more.
Castor. We had to drink castor oil.
They don't do it no more, though.
Sudafed or something. I know. And
they wonder why
every time you see something. Exactly. And so,
and they wonder why they got blood pressure. Huh?
Yeah, because you see young people, young adults, and have blood. That was like a older person get that. You know, you didn't see people in their 30s and 40s with blood pressure and younger than that. That used to be when you were older, you got high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. So they watched the food because they were eating natural.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. There's two types of people. God made people in his image, and he made people from the earth. And we the one that's made from the earth, and we supposed to till the earth. We supposed to live from the earth, off the earth. But people don't understand that bitter leaf, that's another name for a bitter leaf. It helps with diabetes.
Okay.
Like, I'm only 42, but I get that book knowledge. You know, at the end of the day, I ain't worried about going to no mall. I sit there and order books and learn health-wise because I know what's going on out here, and I have to be prepared,
mm-hmm.
you know, because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. when you're a healer, I've been, when I tell you most, I've been having me get so many, stock up on so much, and I'm like, why am I just buying all these bulks of herbs?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, when you tell me it's time, then I know it's time.
Yeah. And what do you do, like, now, you know, they're putting out, all of this sickness that's out here now and is dealing with technology, you know, the stuff that they putting in you, the shot and the COVID and all of that.
To be honest,
how do you deal with it?
9 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
9 out of 10, everybody don't have COVID and don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it,
mm-hmm.
if it's coming through the air, what about the time before?
Yeah.
Like when I did a reading when Kobe died, and I told everybody, don't get caught up on COVID death. It was bigger than what we thought it was. Back then when I was
mm-hmm.
telling everybody, it was already in the air. Those that didn't know, had weak immune system, or were going through certain things, those the ones
mm-hmm.
that took, but we got to remember that they had signed up to leave that way. You know, they already knew how it was going to go. You know, they wanted
okay.
to go alone. You know, we look at it from the physical, but you're also supposed to look at it from spiritual point of view. Now, if we remember in the Bible, he said 10,000 are fall at your right side and 1,000 at your right side. For every 10,000 people that died, didn't they get $1,000 added to the stimulus check?
Mm-hmm. They was getting paid. Yeah.
But it was already
mm-hmm.
foretold.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to stay focused and keep our immune system. We already don't seen it once, so we don't got the hit. So we know the next time to even up our immune system. Don't overdo it, but make sure
mm-hmm.
you start pulling away from meat, even though it's going to be hard. Start pulling
mm-hmm.
away because you don't remember they had that shortage with that food.
Yeah.
Now, I have a friend here in the military, and they saying they got a whole lot of hydrated food. So I've been trying to stock up on the military supply, the dry food, because so they got a whole
okay.
call on push back, and they told them not to mess with it. Told them not to mess with it. Hydrated food, told them not to mess with it. It's just sitting in the warehouse.
Okay. Wow.
What y'all need hydrated food sitting there for?
they holding on to it for something.
That's
and I
right.
heard that a lot of the meat, a lot of the meat that we eat is not even real meat anymore. They even messing with the meat.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I was trying to say. We got to go
mm-hmm.
off of it, start pushing our body off. And if somebody battle with nicotine, they can use
mm-hmm.
raspberry leaves. They like a lot of people got to start Googling what this stuff is. Like,
okay.
what do it help? what area, like with blood pressure, diabetes. I tell them all the time, either one of two things you're going to need, garlic and honey or cinnamon and honey. Pick your choice. Read up on the benefits of garlic and honey, cinnamon and honey. Because, you know, if you got to start getting these mason jars, start stocking up on it, because if anything do go wrong, you'll be already off that meat. And raspberry leaves, it helps with nicotine poison. A lot of people don't know that, but raspberry, you can smoke raspberry leaves and mugwort. It helps with antidepression. People that suffer with antidepression, with all of this going on, it's been having a strain on a lot of people. And they're getting over worried, anxiety, ain't making enough money. Some of them don't want to work. They're battling different things, but the thing is they're battling physical, spiritual, or mental. That's what they got to figure out. And once they figure out which area they battle, they ain't even ready for all three. I went through all three recently.
That's something, isn't it?
They not ready. I literally, it makes it so bad. I'm a healer, so I do a lot of spiritual cleansing, washing. I use the element of water because I'm a Cancer. I told my God sister, I was like, tell your brother to come to me, because she was like, man, this lady's going to get my brother killed. And I was like, well, tell him to come to me, and I'll do a spiritual cleanse on him and cleanse him off. He died on his birthday 3 days later. She couldn't get it to me in time.
Oh, wow.
But see, you know, that's why I be trying to tell them, you know, they put curses on themselves. Now, we're not supposed to mix. Like, I'm not prejudiced. I'm not none of that. I just go by what the word says. And I just stick to what he tells me to do, and that's it. But, you know, some people fall up under that curse when they don't want to let certain things go when you don't warn them.
Right. And, you know, if you go by energy, you know, I kind of like to feel a person. You can get any color person, or good and bad. You know, they come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors, as they say. So it ain't no all one color is bad and the other color is good, especially when you're in tune to energy. You pick up a person energy.
You know, my biggest thing my biggest thing I like to tell them how they can recognize energy if they don't know. Forget what it looked like. What does it feel like?
Exactly.
Take them out of there. What does it feel like?
Yeah. That's it. You're right. You can feel a person. And that's where, when you are in tune, you're very sensitive, and that's what you can do. When you're sensitive, you pick up things, you know, you can feel things. So that is so true, so true. Now, you a healer, what do you suggest with all of this? Now, you know, they got all this stuff coming out with the chemtrails and the food. They just hitting us with all kind of things. So what do you suggest people can take that would be good during this time? Because we're dealing with technology, with poison. We're just dealing with all.
Cool.
You know, they just coming at us from different directions.
Okay.
What's your
suggestion? One, you got to realize the government ain't going to never want you to heal your body to be fully repaired. Because if your body ever fully repaired, what they need medical for? What do they need medical for? So when on that topic there, I just tell y'all two words and a number. Hydroperoxide, 35% food grade hydroperoxide.
Now, how do you use that? Because they usually come like in two bottles, don't they?
You can use
some,
it like you put some in your water and drink it.
It's sitting in my refrigerator. I haven't used it yet.
Most people put a couple drops in their water. But for a woman, if you haven't noticed, you've been hearing the word yoni egg lately. Yoni egg.
Yeah.
So you would get full hydrogen peroxide. You will get that silver, the silver, Caudill silver.
Okay.
And there's one more. There's one more. Oh, there's one more. But you can use that to clean your yoni egg with. And so for my females, you know, once you clean that yoni egg, you sterilize it. Google how to clean a yoni egg, and they'll give you these same ingredients that I'm giving you. And you take your yoni egg and you would distill it and clean it, and you would insert it in you. Now, you got to think about it. You're inserting it inside of you, so it's inside of the cavity of your wall. It's getting the nutrients in through your wall without that for healing a woman body. But you wouldn't have known it unless you had a yoni egg and was into it purifying the cavity walls of a female. And those are the same ingredients that you would use, that Caudill silver, the full gray hydrate peroxide. You would use that. And you could even use psyllium husk powder.
Okay. That's a cleanser, too?
That's a cleanser.
Okay.
And that cleans the wall because, you know, you have to detox the body. But if you was to take that or put it in a shake, yeah, I would advise you to be close to home.
don't plan to go anywhere. And so now they're talking about that they are inserting technology, you know, little chips inside of people, of us. So what do you, you know, is there something that can dispel, get that them chips out of you if that's the case?
The chip, if they did put a chip in you? Now, if that was a check, you would have to find, you would really have to do an exam. And it's funny that you say that. But if they did, only way you would be able to deactivate is with putting, if you really think about it, you would have to put a block up so they couldn't read it. And that would be that silver. Because you're putting silver in your body, so it would make a wall.
Okay.
That's the only thing that I would think would be able to help with that.
Okay.
That Caudill silver.
Okay.
Because they took lead and silver out of the paint. But if they would have kept it, we wouldn't have been able to have phone reception in the home if you really think about it. It was a wall.
Okay. Right.
I would say Caudill silver would be the one that would block it.
Okay. That makes sense. And I want to give the numbers in if anybody have any questions or comment for our guest, Immortal Butterfly. The number here is 323-642-1586 and push the number 1. Now, you know, we're hearing that people in high places, people in government and things like that, that they are doing, you know, rituals. And so some people getting really nervous and, you know, afraid, like, ooh, they doing rituals. So what do you do when you're dealing with people in situations when people doing rituals?
Well, when people doing rituals, because you got people in high places, they are doing it, and they doing it at the Statue of Liberty, because the Statue of Liberty is the whore of Babylon. She sits on many waters.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about it in Revelation. Psalms 91, they using ritual Psalms 91 against us, because that's what everybody pushing right now. But you got to put, I think it's Psalms 91, verse 9 and 10, over your front door. If you have any entrance doorways, you put it over there with a cinnamon stick. That's what I do to mine, because he said, he didn't say the weapon wouldn't form. He said it just wouldn't prosper.
Okay.
So it's all about you going off faith. They're going to try a lot. But if we got those ones that's standing up against it, it's not going to form. That's why they say a few may drop out, but as long as you don't break rank and you hold on to what? At the end of the day, your beliefs and faith. Like, that's one I try to tell a lot of people when they say, somebody told me I got witchcraft. First thing I say, who told you that? Who told you somebody put a spell on you? Who told you that? Mm-hmm. They said, well, they such and such. I said, do you know that's the spirit they're spreading? So that'll make your mind think. I would be questioning them.
Exactly.
Who told you to tell me that?
Yeah.
There's only one thing that breaks all and everything, and that's unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
It's only
and
one thing.
Don't give in to the fear. Because when people hear rituals, they decide to panic. And, oh, I feel like somebody put a spell on me, or they doing stuff to me. And then they go into that panic, that fearful mode. That's the worst place
to go.
And
you know what you should tell them? You know what you should tell them? Tell them to stop chanting. Mm-hmm. As sure as they say the 23rd song, they are chanting. They are doing a ritual they sell. They just dressed
mm-hmm.
it up a little
mm-hmm.
like a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But they fail to realize it. It's got a new name over the years. It's not going to, he said, there's
mm-hmm.
nothing new up under the sun. If you don't heard it once,
that's true.
He probably don't heard it a million times. It just don't change
mm-hmm.
shapes and forms.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And that's why
you
we say that there's pattern. Oh, look at the pattern. Huh?
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Oh, you were good. My son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and also, if anybody wants to call in and you want Immortal Butterfly to tell you what she sees, she is able to do that. She's also a tarot card reader, and she's clairvoyant. And so, you know, if you would like some insight on something here, feel free to call in. Now, can you kind of pick up the energy on what's going on with America, United States? What's going on with all of this stuff going on around? What's the energy you feeling?
Okay. I'll tap into the energy and let's see what the energy is.
And the call-in number here is 323-642-1586. If you would like to have Immortal Butterfly answer a question for you.
Hmm. Let's see, world card. I'm going to pick up some energy that's going on in the collective. And listen to their intuition, they realize it's going to be
mm-hmm.
some hard work. Whatever it
it's
is, gotta it's going to
be some hard work.
Mm-hmm. They feel and they realize, their intuition telling them it's going to be some hard work. Yeah. Someone watching. Mm-hmm. Someone walk away. Ooh, they watching. They watching everybody give up. They just waiting for the conflict to come on. They trying to hold on. Like, they trying to keep an eye, but they still worrying. So the government system is still worrying about us going out there. There's still going to be some conflict. See, they still high on that demand with the death rates. They still trying to hold it, but they still worrying. They're feeling pressure. Yeah, they got to cut something out. Yeah. Ooh, that's some heavy energy right there. Realize it's time to go to pay. Well, we in the third round. Well, maybe it's back to working on an antidote because I got he's been working on two, but he's coming up with a new CM that's in heaven. Hmm.
Energies are clashing here, you know, how you might say negative energy. Or
they're
like
watching.
Spiritual.
Mm-hmm. they watching or they in their hole and all, they watching. They see this conflict too with a, because, you know, I'm looking at like a high rate. They worrying about a high rate happening and where they going to hold them at. See, that's what I'm telling you. I wonder, is that crate? Who is that one? Yeah, they trying to get a hold of it, but they trying to figure out where they going to hold it at. They trying to do something. And it's funny, I see that. I see they worried about a lot of deaths happening real fast, and where they going to contain it? Oh, I see what they're saying. Oh, there's going to be like a lot of, they waiting for a lot of drama. I think they waiting for us to start a war against one another.
Mm-hmm.
They're going back to the, like they hit, they're going back to conflict. They holding it. Has some interference. They worrying. They better press it. They doing some research. They sending people out there, what they worrying. Because I see a lot of conflict, a lot of betrayal, and then the Four of Swords. The Four of Swords is a man laying on a coffin. But he don't been in a hard day battle. So I feel like they're trying to tame it, but there's still some stuff going on.
So do you feel like that the United States is under attack?
Oh, no. Oh, I know. I don't see what I think I see. Oh. Yeah, outside forces are already out. I didn't like what I just seen. Like, I see the... Why is there... Someone complete stuck with. So you telling me the president that's stuck in, like, he's going back at it, but it's some conflict, or is there going to be some drama? What you think happened happening to? What energy was this I tapped into? Yeah, they losing. So they pretty much showing me that, like, stocks and stuff falling. Because I see this man losing money. And that's the emperor. That would be the president. So why would he be on this
court?
So they trying to recover money, but they losing more money? Yeah, something ending. Probably an end of a term. Something about end of a term. Does it end of a
but
term?
Overall,
I see a lot of conflict. I see a lot of conflict. And like they wait. Letting things happen natural. Like, they just letting stuff, like, it's pretty much like they're pretty much waiting for disasters to happen. I'm being honest, from what this looking like right here on this conflict, they just waiting for stuff to fall. They just waiting for, like, riots and outbreaks or something like that. Because the towers are being exposed.
So they waiting for America to fall.
Yeah. Ain't fussing and fighting. I see the war. They going to war. They holding on.
I mean,
oh, wow. That's why I said, what did I just happen to? I just seen it. They waiting because the ship leaving there and going to dock. Wow. They waiting for it to fall. They said it is.
Is it going to fall?
Is America gonna fall? Five of Swords, they're gonna come out. Five of Swords in his feet, and that's, yeah, they're gonna be stuck, though. They're coming out of being stuck. So they was stuck. So I take it as a no, because the Five of Swords is in reverse.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, because sometimes that five is the ending, but it could be still going. I see a lot of hell in prisoner, though. I do see
a lot
that.
Of prison. People putting in prison.
Yeah, I see a lot of confinement. That could be a lot of confinement, too, just being stuck. Hell restriction. Yeah, they patiently, yeah, like they holding somebody, like they holding. They holding someone. Trapping defeat. So they plotting. Somebody's plotting. They trying to come up with strategy. But they just waiting for the fall. Like they just waiting for a loophole to happen here. And that's when they're going to come. That's communication of things happening quick and fast. Yeah, I see somebody communicating. Two people communicating, partnership. Yeah. This is communication that, yeah, it's oppressive. It's a heavy burden. Yeah, it's a heavy burden for these two. So somebody's talking. It's about two people coming alliance. It's a heavy burden. So who doing all the research right now? And it's on what company? On what nation? See, I don't watch news. I don't keep up with the news because I know it have a lot
right,
of
right. You don't keep up. Yeah. Right. Now I was just wanting to know the energy that you felt. You know, with America, it's like, you know, it's definitely under attack. And I just wanted to know, you know, was America going to survive, you know, without looking at all the little people and
those
situations, just the overall energy.
They have it anxiety. They know they've been watched. They already know. This fine working on, they offers, they working on. And somebody, they got spies all around this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see it is bothering someone. If it's that lady that's with Biden, because I see a woman with long hair, I see her having anxiety, like it's weighing heavy on her. And if it is her, that's a heavy burden to be carrying when it comes to partnership. And that's the only person I could think about would be the president, vice president, that they would be communicating.
See, it's a lot of people involved, and I'm not looking at the people. I just wanted to know the energy of America.
It's
you know, is it surviving energy? Okay.
Yeah, in the end, some is, but like right now, they're just watching everybody go out there and see what happens, and if they can contain it. Because, you know, the Four of Pentacles, like, hold on. If they trying to hold on to the... Like if a riot started, could they tame it? You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's showing me. They just so whatever this is, they don't did. They're trying to see if the different reactions certain
what
it
the people
to certain people. Yeah, so that's what they're waiting to watch. Mm-hmm. They're sending them out there just trying to see if it's going to start. What type of conflict entity is going to put out there? So if you paid attention, since they've been giving the shot, we've been hearing all type of stuff. I've been hearing kids getting killed, but they ain't giving to them. But it's like the older ones, like if they like 18, 19, them young kids, they've been doing some crazy stuff here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
A 15-year-old just got killed yesterday, a water boy by the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Some crazy stuff they doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to stay balanced and maintain because they're trying to start conflict with us.
Mhm. Yeah. And it's just like a person that throws a rock or throws something out, and they had their hand, and they just trying to see what the reaction gonna be. You know, do they stuff work or do it not work? They just really checking and see. And it's really, you know, the people that's got to stand up and hold on. This is their house. So let somebody come in and take your house there.
The whole house is Democrat.
I can't hear you.
The whole house is Democrat.
But I ain't talking about that house. I was just talking about the whole land of the United States. I was just looking at that as a house.
They got to come up out of it, though. They got to start getting everything back in order.
So what's your suggestion when, you know, when somebody just dealing with chaos, it's like personal chaos, any kind of chaos, how do people can kind of get out of that? Because a lot of people is dealing with fear, chaos, you know.
What I tell them is go back, take a bath, soaking in the tub, put salt water, take one cup of salt and pour it in the tub and start soaking and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Start
any kind of
your energy.
Salt.
Okay. Yeah, sea salt, the best.
Okay.
I like
okay.
everything.
Let
I
me
spray.
Open this line. You salt. Okay. Let me open this line up. 843-610.
Better love. How you doing, Sis Bev?
Better love, baby.
Hey, Immortal Butterfly.
Hey, boo.
And now,
to see
I wonder,
glad to see you made it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I had a call and I had, you know, to share some information with somebody. But the benefit of licorice. You mentioned what you said, cherry, and not mullein, but what was the other one? That you mentioned mugwort. You said mugwort or did you say mullein?
Raspberry leaves. It helps with nicotine poisoning. Spiritual
okay.
use of raspberry leaves.
Okay. And you could smoke licorice also. Now,
licorice root. It helps with bronchitis.
Yeah, it helps with what?
Bronchitis, upper respiratory infection.
Wow.
Well, isn't that something we should be looking at? Because that's what's being attacked, your lungs.
That's why I tell everybody to get that licorice root extract and put a couple drops in your water. Because I'm here in Atlanta, and that's
mm-hmm.
what CDC was testing on.
Okay. So you saying licorice root.
Mm-hmm. Put a couple drops
yeah.
in my water. You can even put a couple drops up under your tongue if you want it like that. But I
yeah,
love
back
licorice.
In the day, I put a concoction together with mullein, licorice root, and I can't remember the other. I put like five herbs together. I know one was mullein, one was mugwort, licorice root, and something else. And
was it wormwood? Wormwort?
It was I can't remember. I can't even find the pad that I wrote it down on. But my point is this: the third time I rolled up that herb and smoked it, I got a unique kind of high. It felt like I was levitating. The first one I coughed, and you know, congestion came out. The second one, not too much come out because you know I smoked for a long time. You know, I stopped smoking weed, and then you know, I basically stayed with cigarettes. But when I started smoking those herbs, let's just say medicinal herbs, I felt like I levitated. I was in the house, sitting on the steps talking to some friends, and by the time I took about three or four pulls off of that cigarette that I rolled, that herbal cigarette, felt like I levitated. And it really does make sense for us to definitely get back to that. I think it was basil or something like that. It was a condiment I put in there. But again, these are the things we need to start growing around our homes. You know, you could put them in little pots, and you could put them in your windows So even during the wintertime, mm-hmm. you just pull it away from the window so that the frost won't put them to sleep. And you can just pull sprigs off of that, put in your salad, put in your soup, put in your cup of tea, you know, or just chew it. Because with all of this foolishness going on, those little simplistic things in rosemary will definitely protect you, you know. But I wanted to ask, is there any particular herbs that you could drink that would help you with having, like, spiritual dreams that you know of?
Mugwort. Take you some mugwort. Make it at night. Drink it first thing in the morning. Mugwort and mint tea is another one. You're just supposed to drink it in the morning. Yep, drink it first thing in the morning.
Before bed and first thing in the morning. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense because a lot of people talk about, you know, that's one of the best times to meditate. They say, you know, spiritual mind and your plans in order before your feet touch the floor.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if you're drinking that tea at that time too, you know, that's just like alpha and omega. So it's mugwort, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
even some naturopath practitioners say, that, you know, for flushing and cleaning your system, it's good to do that with lemon water. As far as, you know, the first thing you drink during the day, don't drink anything for a couple of hours. But what I also would like, Immortal Butterflies, for you to pull a card for business for me. I'm dealing
okay.
with a nutraceutical, a health product, and I'd like to know if it's going to be successful.
Okay.
Please.
No problem. I was making sure I was right. I had to dig in the cabinet. Because I have some main. Let's see what I see when it comes to work. You conflicted when it comes to what it is you want, what makes you happy.
Yeah, my major intent is definitely to help people be healthy, but, you know, the more products I can distribute, the more financial it'll be, and that's what really demonstrates more so, unfortunately, the way systems are, you know. The more finance you accumulate, the more products you're distributing. You know, in this world, not too much is free.
Why do you feel like your supervisor watching this song?
Because he just called me while we're on the phone right now.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes, indeed. He just called, and of course, as you noticed, I didn't answer. I'm still here, but yeah.
I see the conflict. I'm like, why your supervisor conflict? Like, what? Yeah, you're receiving some type of conflict. He want to offer you something, but someone afraid to make a decision. You know you got to make a decision, but you try, don't make it out of fear now. Fear does not exist.
Mm-hmm. It ain't about that.
Yeah, I see. Salvation. Yeah. Balance, emotionally balanced. Need to balance your emotions. I see y'all fussing, fighting, arguing. See y'all conflicted. Yeah, someone being defensive. What he want? Where he wants you to get him or what? You tell them they got to offer you a better deal? They got to
pay
you more?
He's trying to push me to, he's pushing me in a good direction to distribute products. But, you know how sometimes when people see more in you than you know of yourself, that's what I'd like
mm-hmm.
to think. Because, you know, most of the time all we're talking about is the business. But,
you're afraid.
No, I'm not afraid. It's just he's driving to get me to use social network, and I like talking to people. And, you know, most social networks environments is, you know, just like Instagram and stuff like that, Facebook. If you don't get anybody's number, if they don't contact you, regardless if they purchase the product or not, there's no interaction, you know. As you see, I like to talk.
It's
so,
like I'm
on you know,
my side of come giving and receiving.
Right.
You want
to
see back what you put out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's good to see how a product will benefit a person by way of their ailments or what they say is going on, and instead of just, you know, them purchasing it and trying it, because if they don't know what the better fit is, then you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot
people
of people that got huh?
You receive, somebody can apologize or you can receive an offer. But there is some afraid. You just need to see what's in front of you. Don't be afraid. Be at peace. To a sword.
Deep.
Block out fear. Block it out. There could even be someone causing conflict when it comes to you get receiving something, too.
Mm.
It could be a blockage here. And why I keep telling you to balance. That could be a blockage. Trying to block you from receiving something. So think about it. When everything going good, your enemy smells your victory coming too before you even smell it. Because they be on the hound for it. They're like, uh-oh. Oh, we're going back this way. But that's when your commitment comes into you. How much are you committed to yourself at the end of the day?
Oh, I'm first, second, and third from now on. That's that person I used to be. But now it's definitely about me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not healthy, how can I make anybody else be healthy?
Exactly. I'm not worth you seeing it. Well, you're only seeing it because you're starting to feel it.
Are you
That's
offering
it.
A service with your product?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Yes, they can go on my website, immortalbutterfly.com.
Oh.
It's my website page,
okay.
And they can book readings on there. They can get custom designed T-shirts on there. They can get, even if they don't see it and they feel like they need it, they can even email, well, text message me from the website.
Okay, and this your website is Immortal Butterfly. That's the name of it.
Yes, ma'am. ImmortalButterfly.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and mine is just a product. You know, it's a few products under the website, but overall, it's quite a few things. It's not a service. It's health products. You know, nutraceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature is good for your immune system, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, circulation, all of those kind of things. And I'm basically working on building, you know, website and things like that. So I'm still debating about Instagram and all of that, but,
Well, yeah, but you say you like to talk to your people. And you know, maybe you can have some kind of way that you're going to have to get on YouTube or Instagram or something so you can kind of communicate with them and they buy your product.
Correct.
Okay. Awesome.
And that way you can keep the communication open. You can figure out how you can connect something with your product. That they, you know, contact you. They can talk to you through the, you know, YouTube Live or Instagram or however, whichever one you feel comfortable with, or Facebook.
Pal Talk. I've been going in different rooms on Pal Talk.
Wow, Power Talk. Okay.
Yeah, Pal. P-A-L.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this energy that's out here now, it's very important, like you said, to be fearless and all of those things, you know, to govern yourself according to your highest intent. Like the law of attraction and things like that, it's important also to create positive words for yourself.
Uh-huh, because that's why I always be saying, so a man think it, so a man is. If you think you're going to be poor, then that's what you're going to bring towards you. And that's why when I said when you get up in the morning, it's a beautiful day. I am love. I am joy. I am abundant. I am successful. Do your affirmations. And, you know, if you're dealing with abandonment issues, neglect, tell yourself, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. Because forgiveness is not for them. It's for you to forgive yourself for allowing yourself to go through all that.
Hmm. You know, Immortal Butterfly, don't you make that sound too easy, Sis Bev?
Yeah. You know, and just like when you have people that's on drugs or alcohol and they go through the counseling, you know, they want a person that have been through it that can tell them, you know, from experience. They don't want nobody that just only went to college for so many years and they gonna tell them what the books say.
Yeah.
You got to be to experience it, to be the really, you know, I don't want to listen to, I mean, your book work might be a little okay, but I want somebody that's been there, that's done that, so they can tell me how it felt, what did they do to go through all that, to make it through.
Ooh, they ain't ready for it. Like, a lot of they think spiritual healing is easy. Nah, you got to get snotty nose, dirty crying, hell, liquor bottle, pool, liquor, cigarette after cigarette. Until you tell yourself, enough is enough. I ain't going to take myself through this no more. And you make it up in your mind. I ain't going to hang with that type of person. That's when you go to cutting out people, places, and things. You get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll do something about it.
But it's like what she's saying, though, you know, the people, meaning if somebody hasn't had that particular walk, they ain't nobody that's really to talk to. Just like, say, for example, the way they got these people that you have to go through once you are on parole or probation or whatever, you got to go see a probation officer. If they never been through anything but college, you know, they don't really have nothing to say. But exactly. Exactly. So they can't even suggest anything, huh?
They can't give you nothing. That means you got to go somewhere else. You know, sometimes we hate to leave friends. That's just like say you got a friend, but every time they tell you, girl, he ain't no good, they keep giving you bad instead of telling you, you strong. You was doing good before you met this person. Let's go to the gym. You know, inspiring you, they're going to try to keep you in that low vibration. Gotta let them go.
It's deep.
That's why I be saying you gotta look at things from a higher.
And you also gotta remember, your mind is the computer and you the programmer.
Mm-hmm.
What you program your mind is gonna come out your mouth. That's your vibration.
What comes from the mouth comes from the heart.
Yeah.
You know, that's real interesting. I'm even thinking back to, like, you know, some of these books that came out in the early 1900s, like Think and Grow Rich and those kind of books. They're all basically that mind science, because if you want something different in your experience, everything begins in the mind. You know, it's like they said, heaven and hell is in the tongue, but what comes out your mouth sometimes it is, you know, those thoughts or those belief systems that are, you know, constantly playing over and over again in your mind.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They just got to figure
and that's
out
how you
to
raise your vibration.
Yep.
What'd you say about it?
I had this lady, y'all. She was a mentor manifestation coach. She tried me.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't with no prejudice or nothing, but she thought I was a black woman and I did not know how to manifest. She thought I was a spiritual worker but didn't know how to manifest. I fooled her. Because I'm looking like, how could you try me like that? And I'm a spiritual worker. I'm a healer. I'm a light worker. But you think I don't know how to manifest. So you think I need you for manifestation? No, you're coming to me because you need my energy. I went through profile. I see not one black person on there. Not one. Now I'm like, who sent you? Because the energy out there. But how can I not know how to manifest if I'm a healer? Why would I have to pay a lady $8,000 to coach me on manifesting? I tell anybody, didn't your teacher teach you if you need to learn a spelling word, write it at least 5 times so you will learn it? But I got the 5-5-5 challenge.
Isn't that a ritual? Because ritual is repeating. Ritual is something that you repeat. And spelling is definitely a spell. It's definitely a ritual, like any, like a lot of other things.
But I just looked at her and was like, "You think I'm gonna pay you $8,000? You really need me, so really bring me on your team for free." That's what I did to him. I'm like, I seen your paperwork that I know you was, because that's what you wanted to know if I wanted to be on your team, but you tried to try me with that manifestation and it didn't work. Because I knew better. How are you going to be a healer? That means I'm still awoke if I don't know. I'm asleep. If I can't manifest, what am I manifesting? See how people try you? That's why I say you have to be prepared. Like, even with us, with these podcasts, we have to be prepared because they're trying to come see if we awake, and sometimes you got to play like you're not. That's just for you to get in and get the information you need to be able to help your people. You got me? Sometimes they say you got to play the fool to beat the fool.
But what, no, wasn't it the Magi, wasn't it the wasn't they the jesters? Wasn't they the clowns? Wasn't that Dr. X telling us that they was able to get up close? They was able to get all the information, and they was the assassins.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. There's all kind of trickery out there, and that's my next question about amulets. What's a good amulet to create for yourself and activate it or whatever to shield you from a lot of these?
Black tourmaline. Because everybody want to get that Moldavite. I got Moldavite. Let me tell everybody, that Moldavite is nothing to play with. It will hold you in depression.
Not.
They say Moldavite really is a piece of the stone from Lucifer crying when he fell to heaven. To the earth, fell from earth, from heaven to earth. The only stone I can really think that's the most powerful stone is the black tourmaline. It keeps blocks out all negative energy.
So it's something like
black
that lead, huh?
Yep. Since I put my Moldavite stone on, my ex-husband's father came up on my porch and said, he told me either Adrian didn't make it or Adrian not here. And that kind of threw me. I'm like, you already knew we wasn't together before you died.
So what you're saying, that stone drawed him to you, his father?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it did for him to bring me a message, but we were doing Mercury retrograde, and that's when the deceased can come through and bring messages. It's stronger during Mercury retrograde. I have to literally take it off sometimes. Because it'll hold you.
So that's interesting. Yeah. So you're saying it's certain times it's not good to wear certain stones?
Mm-hmm. So see, you got to know what season we in. You got to know what season. Everybody say, oh, the beginning of the year start January. No. Everybody's season start different. I'm going to go in a whole new chapter July 20th. That's my birthday. Every 90 days is the end of a quarter. You got four quarters in a year. Four seasons. Every 90 days. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. First season, second season, third season, fourth season. I'm in my fourth quarter. That means what goes around, come around. All that I put out is going to come all back, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say you either moving forward or you going backwards. And if you're going backwards, then you get all that wrong that you did. But if you cut people off, you're able to go forward. Because they're not holding you back.
So why is it that people that really into doing evil and bad things, you know, why is it that they can continue to move forward?
Reason why
is
they
it
think
because
they move
they
forward,
got a certain agenda.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got their position here. When they came here, everybody signed a contract before we came here. You got a group of men that don't like women. When they signed that contract, remember when, this is what I always believe. God chastised those he loves. And if God ain't chastising you, then you need to see whose side you really on, because your punishment going to be in the next life. That's why you ain't getting punished now. That's how I look at it. Somebody over there and they just getting away with drugs and murder. I said, well, then I know who your daddy is. We ain't got the same daddy. I mean, your daddy's going to punish you in the next life, because they're getting it all out right now. Think about all those. Even some of the people that we think going to be in heaven ain't going to be in heaven. The least ones, you be like, dang, how you get here? Because you don't know what sacrifice you made that got him there. It's all about sacrifices. And that's what nobody's willing to do, is make a sacrifice for somebody else. Because they get stuck on
what's
ego and pride.
What's a good way for a person to really get into to manifesting, learning how to? Because that's what manifesting is creating. And that's what we are. Well, how can people get in tune to become manifestors?
They got to start meditating, listening to higher self, letting go of pride and ego, and spending time with self. Even talking to the Most High, just sitting there in solitude. Sitting in solitude and just listening to your thoughts. Listen to them, let them go. Or even script them, write them out. It helps. Even if someone hurts you, you can use the different elements. Like if someone hurt you and you want to get something off your chest, write it on a piece of paper and set it on fire. Long as you get it up off of your chest. So that's what's putting the sickness in our body, that anger, that bitterness. That's what's making the body sick. We got to start letting it out.
Now that right there is deep. That's deep, because just like what you're saying, somebody purposely or unconsciously do something to you, you're the one who's carrying that energy. Meaning, even if you don't let them know that, you know, whatever they say or have done has hurt you, you're the one that's harboring those feelings and those thoughts. So that's what, you know, that's basically calcifying yourself, making yourself heavy. And your burden should be light, just like, you know, in Kemet, they say when a person transitions, they have to carry their heart. down the hall to the scales. And if your heart was heavy, egotistical or whatever the case may be, your heart has to be lighted in a feather. So if that side that your heart is on is heavier than that feather, then you have basically sinned against your own soul. So that really speaks volumes, you know, even though that's an allegorical term.
But do you in some type of way?
Yeah, but it's your value that you put to those things, just like what you're saying. The quicker you forgive yourself and them, the less of a burden that memory, so-called memory, will be. You know, like some people say, you forgive, but you don't forget. So if somebody's done something to you, they're showing you who they are, consciously or unconsciously. But if you're walking around with that energy in yourself, you're basically holding yourself hostage. You know, just like what you were speaking to earlier about, I've had a lot of experiences with business, and a lot of them were kind of arduous and troublesome to me. So I still think about those things. So when I strive to do business, some of those thoughts come up. So if I don't forgive and myself and those individuals, then I will probably always have that challenge. You know, those thought forms will always pop up on me.
And then sometimes it could just be a reminder. Remember to do what you did this time that you didn't do last time. You got to change it around the way of thinking. It ain't so much a fear. That's it. That's your sign to know, okay, I went through this before. What did I didn't do last time that messed it up that I should have did? Do it this time. Got that one? I just heard that.
Got
Spirit told me to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. And
wow.
That's true.
Because
life is lesson. You don't make no mistakes. You learn. You learn a lesson.
Mm-hmm. So you know what you were supposed to do last time. You said if you got that chance again, you would do it the next time. Now do it.
Done. Okay. It's written down. So I am paying attention, definitely. Because I want to retire.
Well,
I am retired.
Well, hey, you're a manifester, so you can manifest that. You can make it happen. You're the programmer.
Get you a blank check or get you a Bailey's. Write how much money you want on it and burn it. And turn it on the other side and tell the universe thank you.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, and I couldn't remember. That's right, that Bailey's.
That bay leaf, that's very powerful, yeah. I don't know if you all have to remember the mummy movies. When they used to bring the mummy back to life, he used to put 3 bay leaves in the fire, and the mummy would come back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
So we're going to change that mummy to money.
Money.
Word up. Yes, indeed. Because in this physical realm, it's definitely about that paper. It's what you do with it when you get it. But overall, you know, it ain't about getting a Lamborghini.
And make sure you keep it far away from you, because you got to remember that money carry energy, too. I don't keep no money in my house, though. I used to have jugs of money and coin because I got, like, offerings where people used to come leave their offerings before the God for different ancestors. And I stopped keeping them outside the door. I started getting like the big old soda, old cans, crates, and just fill them up with chains. And I just have to take them to the store and turn them in and go buy more of the Orisha stuff. Because if you keep that energy on you, you call those people towards you. And so that energy, it wants its owner. So eventually they're going to want to come. So what I do is cash all my coins out. I keep them on a card, like a debit card. All my money, I keep it away from me. So it can't block my blessing, because those could be other people that's blocking your blessing. And you don't even know it because of that energy on that money. Uh-huh.
That's deep. It has been said that there was a ritual done on money. You know, so that, you know, those that aren't on a certain vibration will always want it but never have it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like what you're saying, when people are financially successful, that's when everybody comes around them. But when they don't have that money or appear that they have money, they're left alone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
A lot of times when people do rituals, they use paper. They write things down. They burn it. You know, they do things. They use paper. And that's, look at all that writing they got on that paper and symbols. They look at the symbols that's on there. That's a ritual.
Yep. You were traded by that one, and now you're being traded by the next, the Americans.
I'll tell you what I have been doing also. You know, a lot of people are conditioned to put their money in their wallet and things like that face up. I have all my money upside down, you know, and sometimes I even have it, you know, backwards. Like, you know, instead of the face being facing me, I have it facing the opposite direction and upside down. So I value the money by the numbers on the sides or by the picture on the back, you know, because I don't want that energy coming towards me unless it's to bring me more money. But, you know, it's like you're saying.
They say
all them dudes on that money don't do us no damn good as a people. Huh?
They say you ain't supposed to keep your purse on the ground. I do. They don't want you to pull that energy.
But it all boils down to a mind thing. It all comes back to your mind.
Belief system. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got like 8 minutes, and Butterfly, I want you to give out your information again so people can contact you. And what kind of work do you do? You know,
I'm a medium. I can communicate to a psychic, empath, media, oracle. I'm a spiritual advisor.
Okay. Okay.
I can communicate with the other side. It's a lot of, it ain't too hard for me. They love me when I step into India on the other side. But if they need to reach out to me, they can always go to www.immortalbutterfly.com. And they can follow me on YouTube, Immortal Butterfly Tarot. Now, top, I try to leave positive affirmations on each one of those pages. Right now, I've been working on some videos to put out because the season been changing.
Okay.
That's the only thing I've really been working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Besides
mm-hmm.
the candles.
Okay. So when they come to your website, it shows them how to contact you. And so do you do, like, do you communicate through the phone, through the
phone, video chat?
Or
they want a video recording. I offer the video recording.
Okay. And Eddie,
what's
do you
YouTube
have
channel?
Any more questions?
Huh?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what's her YouTube channel? She spoke on a YouTube channel?
Yes, Immortal Butterfly Tarot.
Okay.
I don't sugarcoat nothing over on YouTube. I give it to you blood raw. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. Mm-mm. If I see a masculine doing something wrong, I'm going to tell it. At the end of the day, I like to have fun.
That's what it's...
We go through enough of stuff. Somebody got to make you laugh.
Yes,
we'll
indeed.
And I have the gift with numbers, too, and I do give people lottery numbers.
Oh, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
like,
you give me and Eddie a number.
right now. I'll play it for the next 3 days.
They usually appear like when I'm doing personal reading. I see the numbers pop up through the cards. Like when I'm doing like one on one, it'll show up in the card.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I'll have people say, I didn't play the number, and it fell. I don't care. Play it 7 days straight. Play it. Don't give up. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow. Yes, indeed. I will be in touch.
Okay. Well, thank you, Immortal Butterfly. Enjoy you taking the time out to join us. And we will come over and check your page out.
Oh, thank y'all for the support. And I will be staying tuned.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie.
Better love. Better love.
Thank you. Better love. Nice meeting you, too. We'll do this again. Better love.
Okay. Love and light, y'all.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Okay, family, thank you for listening. I shall return back to where I'm trying to look for my song here that I have for tonight. I'll join you back again Monday with Dr. Robert X, and we'll see what's going on in that direction there. So next time, till next time, better love.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're I'm